Lord, what is man that you take thought of him, that you are mindful of him, and the Son of Man that you care for him? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him. And apart from him, nothing came into being that has come into being. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. For he was foreknown before the foundation of the world, but has appeared in these last times for your sake. For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were who did not believe and who it was who would betray him. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The Jehovah God said to the serpent, I will put enmity between you and the woman and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise you on the head, and you shall bruise him on the heel. Then the angel of Jehovah called to Abraham a second time from heaven and said, By myself I have sworn, declares the Lord, in your seed all the nations of the earth shall be blessed. But the angel said to them, Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will be for all the people. For today in the city of David there has been born for you a Savior who is Christ the Lord. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we saw his glory, glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth. They shall call his name Emmanuel, which is God with us. One who has been tempted in all things as we are, yet without sin. And he said to them, Did you not know that I had to be about my Father's business? And he questioned them, saying, Who do the people say that I am? And they answered and said, John the Baptist, and others say Elijah, but others that one of the prophets has risen again. And he said to them, But who do you say that I am? And Simon Peter said to him, You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. So Jesus said to the 12, You do not want to go away also, do you? And Simon Peter answered him and said, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have believed and have come to know that you are the Holy One of God. Jesus said, And I, if I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all men to myself. But he was saying this to indicate the kind of death by which he was going to die. Now before the feast of the Passover, Jesus, knowing that his hour had come, and that he would depart out of this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. Pilate then took Jesus and scourged him. When they came to a place called the Skull, there they crucified him. For I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scripture. God has made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified. What shall we do? Repent, and each of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Look, water. What's stopping you from being baptized? If you believe with all your heart, you may. Knowing that you were not redeemed with perishable things like silver or gold from your futile way of life inherited from your forefathers, but with precious blood, as of a lamb, unblemished and spotless, the blood of Christ. He has now reconciled you in his fleshly body through death in order to present you before him holy and blameless and beyond reproach, if indeed you continue in the faith. Firmly established and steadfast. Brethren, even if anyone is caught in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness, each one looking to yourself so that you too will not be tempted. Bear one another's burdens and thereby fulfill the law of Christ. Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another so that you may be healed. We love because he first loved us. If you have any need of invitation, please come forward while we stand and sing.